The Green Tier law, recently signed by Governor Doyle, gives some flexibility to companies that can show they're environmentally responsible. DNR Secretary Scott Hassett is promoting the new program, which expands a pilot effort the state had for about 6 years and is tied in with a federal program called Performance Track. Hassett told a business meeting in Pewaukee yesterday that three Green Tier charters are being drawn up and 40 companies are showing interest in the voluntary program.
I think Green Tier can give us a vehicle to take us into what I call phase two of how we regulate business and industry and give us more options from the command and control, which has been very successful over the last 40 years. And there was a need for that, and it will always be there. But nonetheless, I think Green Tier can help us usher in a new age in the next 10 or 20 years of how we deal with business as partners.
The idea of state regulators partnering with businesses doesn't sit completely well with environmental groups. State Sierra Club official Carol Terrell questions whether the DNR has enough staff to work on the Green Tier program.
Another bad part about the legislation is that it allows any company to do a self-audit to discover if they are in compliance with the law. I think every taxpayer in Wisconsin thinks that part of their tax dollars are going for inspections of companies and enforcement of our clean air, clean water, and safe disposal of solid and hazardous waste.
Terrell says if a self-audit shows a violation, the potential fine for a company is too low. Terrell says environmentalists will monitor annual reports of the Green Tier program, but she says lawmakers dropped plans for an advisory committee that would have given the program more frequent analysis. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.